The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. And this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to the shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said to him, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that the child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Let me say a few words about Joseph. St. Joseph is a very interesting study when you look at him biblically. In the Gospel of Mark, which is the first and the earliest of the four Gospels, he is never mentioned. Not one word about Joseph. His name isn't mentioned, nothing mentioned in the Gospel of Mark about Joseph. In the Gospel of John, which is the last of the Gospels, the latest one to be written, there are only two very passing references to him, like Jesus, the son of Joseph, the carpenter. So Mark never mentioned him. John, very passing reference to him. Luke's gospel, which has the infancy narrative, the birth of Jesus, makes mention of Joseph because he is there when Jesus is born in Bethlehem. So most of what we hear about Joseph in the gospels comes from the gospel of Matthew. And that makes us wonder, why is it that Matthew gives much more attention to Joseph than does any of the other gospels? Matthew's gospel is a Jewish gospel. It was written for Jewish converts, Jewish followers of Jesus. Luke's gospel written for Gentiles. Insofar as it was written and shaped in a Jewish community of followers of Jesus, it reaches back into the Old Testament, way back to the book of Genesis. And you might remember Joseph back in the book of Genesis, the fellow with the amazing technicolor coat. Remember that? He was a dreamer. And if you read the story of Joseph, he was one of the 12 sons of Jacob, after whom the 12 tribes of Israel are shaped, after the 12 sons. He was the first. Jacob had 12 sons and a daughter by four different women. But his favorite wife was Rachel, and Rachel's first child was Joseph. Her second child was Benjamin, and she died in childbirth. And some of you who have been to the Holy Land will remember that when we journeyed toward Bethlehem, we passed the tomb of Rachel, the favorite wife of Jacob, and the mother of Joseph. And the story of Joseph is way back in Genesis. He was a dreamer. And through interesting story, he ends up in Egypt. And because he could interpret the dreams of the Pharaoh, he became very powerful, most powerful man in the empire of the Pharaoh. And eventually his family will run into very bad times. They have a famine, and they'll go down to Egypt, and Joseph will save his family. He's powerful because he's a dreamer. Now, that's what the Jewish people would remember in the Church of Matthew. So now, since Joseph the dreamer way back then had his mission to save his people, now this Joseph is also a dreamer. He has four dreams mentioned only in the Gospel of Matthew. And the first dream is the one we have today. An angel appears to him in a dream, "Take Mary into your home. It is by the Holy Spirit the child is conceived." The second dream will be, "Take the child to Egypt." Egypt now. That's where the first Joseph was. Genesis. "Take the child to Egypt. It's not safe here." And then the third dream, "Bring the child back." Back to Jerusalem. But then it's not safe there. So fourth dream, "Take the child north to Nazareth." He's a dreamer. And that's exactly what Matthew wants to emphasize, the fact that he's a dreamer and he follows God's revelation through dreams, just as Joseph did way back, the patriarch Joseph in the book of Genesis. And therefore, Joseph in the Gospel of Matthew, where he gets most attention, he's never quoted. He appears not to say much. There's never a word in all four Gospels. There's nothing mentioned that he ever had anything to say. He was a listener. He listened to God revealing in the dreams, and he listened to his mission. His mission came to him. He was a listener. And therefore, he speaks to us as the ultimate personality in the Gospels of an obedient person. Keeping in mind that obedience is not something servile like keeping a law. Obedience comes from two Latin words, audiens, or the Latin verb audire. We get all our audio words from that, audire. And a preposition ob. Ob audire gives us English word obedience. And ob audire means because of listening. So if you listen and you act because of listening, you are said to be obedient. In our culture, and maybe even our church, we don't listen. We listen to respond. We don't listen to learn. Joseph, he listens to learn. I mean, by the time you're halfway through your sentence, I have the answer already. Because we're listening to respond, to correct people, to enlighten people. But Joseph is the example of one who listens to learn. Now, sometimes we don't want to hear. We don't listen because I don't want to hear it. It's something I don't agree with, or I have trouble with that, and I ignore it. That's one way to shut out listening. Another way, I'm too busy. I have so many things on. And by the way, a third very important way is I know already the answer, so I don't need to listen to you. I already made up my mind, and I know I'm right. I've often wondered, you know, sometimes when you meet people, they kind of tell you, if God the Father doesn't tell you what to do, this person, God's son or God's daughter, will tell you what to do. I mean, we all meet people like that. They're not listening. They're telling you what to do. So now, if we're going to listen to the word of God today, follow the obedience of Joseph. Catch yourself today saying, maybe I should pause and listen. Listen to the feelings of the person. Listen to the hurt. Listen to their struggle. Listen to their dreams. Listen to their failures. Belong to them through listening. That's Joseph. The dreamer, the listener, appears especially in the Gospel of Matthew. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.